This is WNYC. I'm Julianne Welby. Residents from both sides of the Hudson are expected to turn out tonight for a meeting on whether skyscrapers can be built in the Palisades. The town of Englewood Cliffs is holding a public hearing on a rezoning plan that will allow for further high-rise development on the edge of the Palisades Interstate Park. Towns along the Palisades have long adhered to a 35-foot standard building height so as not to tarnish the view. Englewood Cliffs has already drawn criticism for approving a nearly 150-foot office tower that will serve as the headquarters for the South Korean electronics company LG. Joining us now is Kim Ludick, staff writer for The Record newspaper. Kim, welcome to WNYC.
Thanks.
There's been widespread opposition to the LG headquarters design and its impact on the Palisades. Is this development the subject of tonight's meeting in Englewood Cliffs?
Technically, no. The subject of tonight's meeting is going to be on whether the borough's master plan should be amended to allow buildings of up to 150 feet and 8 stories on the stretch of land where the LG site is located. That being said, LG is the only property for which that specific provision would apply, so it's sort of the elephant in the room.
What exactly is at stake in tonight's meeting?
What I've been told is that, you know, environmentalists, conservationists who are opposed to this, they say that by amending the master plan, not only would you allow LG to build, but there's a potential that it'll allow for future high-rise development, not only in Englewood Cliffs, but, you know, possibly in Alpine, Tenafly. On the borough side, their argument is by changing the master plan and by changing the zoning, it will help their case in court. Currently, there are 2 lawsuits pending. They're being sued for first the variances that they granted to LG to allow them to build this project. And then when the council went back and rezoned the area to essentially allow this kind of development, they're being sued for that. So they believe by changing the master plan, that'll render those challenges moot.
And just to be clear, who do you mean by the they in this case?
The borough of Englewood Cliffs. They're the ones who are being sued.
Are there any signs that any of these other towns would revisit their zoning regulations down the road? Could this create a domino effect, what happens in Englewood Cliffs tonight?
I mean, currently, no. The Alpine mayor, Paul Tomasco, he has come out very strongly against this project, as has the Tenafly mayor. But the argument that I've been given from environmentalists is who to say that, you know, 10, 20 years down the road when those mayors are no longer in power, that the leadership at that point could decide that, you know what, we want to exceed the 35-foot height limit and also have high-rise development in our town.
Opponents of the LG Tower say it will be clearly visible above the Palisades tree line, and there have been plenty of critics of the plan, such as New York Senator Chuck Schumer, New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, 4 former New Jersey governors, both Democrats and Republicans. So who's supporting this plan for LG?
Englewood Cliffs Mayor Joe Parisi is a very strong supporter. Several local trade unions have come out because, you know, the number that I've been given is that there's an estimated 2,200 construction jobs that will be created with this project. The Bergen County Board of Freeholders and the Bergen County Executive, Kathleen Donovan, they've also voiced very strong support. So, I mean, there is definitely support on LG's side.
Of course, LG is all for building this tower. They say it'll be a green building and create jobs. I'm wondering if the LG project, though, is in fact a done deal. I understand a state legislator has introduced a bill that could stop the company's headquarters from going up in the Palisades. Is there any chance that it doesn't get built?
I know they're trying. It's hard for me to say. You're right. There are 2 senators, Bob Smith and Kip Bateman. They introduced a bill on Monday that would ban any development over 35 feet in height in the Palisades viewshed. And they put in a retroactive clause that basically says that it would apply to any building that, even if it's already been approved, if the foundation isn't completed by Thursday, it would apply to them. So that would obviously apply to LG. It's really hard to say at this point, but it is a significant step, I think, that the New Jersey Senate is getting involved at this point.
For now, though, the building plan is going forward in the Palisades for LG.
they're going ahead. They had their groundbreaking in November, and demolition of the existing buildings on the site began earlier this month. So it's full speed ahead as far as they're concerned.
Kim Ludeck is a reporter for the Record newspaper. Thanks for joining us, Kim.
Thank you.
And this is WNYC.